wasn't sure. But then she held out her arms and I ran to her and held onto her waist very hard and started crying myself because it felt so nice to hear my mother say my real name. I had missed hearing it from her lips. My father came home, caught us, huddled like co-conspirators in the family room, mug still clutched in my mother's hand. His response was immediate and thunderous. He grabbed the pink ceramic cup from my mother and shook it in the air. "What the hell is this?" he roared. "I didn't mean, did a stranger give this to you?" "No. Did she give this to you?" Finger pointed at my mother as if somehow she was even worse than a stranger. "No! What the hell are you doing? Do you think this is a game? Do you think I gave up my post at MIT, that we are living in this shitty little dump of an apartment because of some game? What were you thinking?" I couldn't speak anymore. I just stared at him, cheeks flushed, eyes wild, knowing I was trapped, wishing desperately for some means of escape. He turned on my mother. "You knew about this?" "I just found out myself," she said calmly. She put a hand on his arm as if to soothe him. "Russ, Hal, the name is Hal." He shook her hand away. "Christ, you're nearly as bad as she is." "Well, I know how to put a stop to this." He pounded into the kitchen, yanked open the drawer under the phone, pulled out a hammer. "Sophia," he said pointedly, staring at me, "come here." He sat me at the kitchen table. He placed the mug in front of me. He handed me the hammer. "Do it." I shook my head.
"Do it."
I shook my head again. "Russ," my mother, sounding plaintive.
"God damn it, Sophia, you will break that mug or you are not getting up from that table. I don't care if it takes all night. You will pick up that hammer."
It didn't take all night. Just until 3 a.m. When I finally did the deed, I didn't cry. I picked up the hammer with both hands. I studied my target. Then I delivered the killing blow with such force, I broke off a chunk of the table. My father's and my problem was never that we were so different, but that even back then, we were too much alike. When you are a child, you need your parent to be omnipotent, the mighty figurehead who will always keep you safe. Then, when you're a teenager, you need your parent to be flawed, because it seems the only way to build yourself up, to break away. I am 32 years old now, and mostly, I need my father to be insane. The thought started with my father's untimely death. After his constant vigilance against would-be pedophiles, rapists, serial killers, it seemed notable that no monster got him in the end. Instead, it was an overworked, English-challenged taxi driver who never stood trial after threatening to countersue the city for improperly marking the construction detour for the Big Dig, thus setting the stage for the shocking accident and, of course, causing the driver debilitating back pain that meant he'd never work again. I began to wonder if all his life, my father had feared the wrong things. And then it was only a hop, skip, and jump to wonder if he had had anything to fear at all. What if there had never been any monster hiding in the closet? No homicidal sexual deviant waiting to snatch little Annabelle Granger off the streets. Academics are notorious for their brilliant, brittle minds, and mathematicians in particular. What if it had all been in my father's head? Truth is, looking back on all of our days on the road, I never noticed anything out of the ordinary.